Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: what can a patient expect who is newly entering an inpatient rehab facility during these COVID-19 coronavirus times? Answer: another great question. So, as we've discussed in some of the podcasts before, we've talked about how a patient transfers and enters into an inpatient rehab facility. This answer will focus on some of what's seen in various rehab facilities currently under today's pandemic. The overall general process stays the same, but rehab hospitals may be set up differently depending on which rehab facility one may enter. This answer that will be provided is not specific to any one rehab facility, and you will see variations and differences in each rehab facility, often depending upon the location of the rehab hospital, what part of the country this is in, what is the pandemic load like in each rehab and acute care facility, and what are the staffing needs in each rehab facility. Starting at the beginning, when a referral is first made to a rehab facility, one will probably encounter some sort of verbal screen, as simple as: does the patient have COVID-19? Has the patient been past the symptoms and survived COVID-19? Does the patient have a fever? Does the patient have any symptoms representative of COVID-19? Has the patient traveled in recent times? These are some general questions that'll probably be asked before a patient transfers to an inpatient rehab facility. Upon entering an inpatient rehab facility, a patient will likely be screened again in some way with some of their similar questions that have just been stated. A patient's temperature may be taken before they're entering the rehab floor. If a patient has a fever, that patient may be diverted to another part of the hospital. Once entering the rehab facility, one might see many different variations in various rehab facilities, such as there may be a rehab floor just for patients who have overcome COVID-19. And there may be a separate floor for patients who have remained COVID-19 negative and have not had COVID-19. Other places may have one floor and separate areas. Other places may have some sort of hospital quarantine when you arrive before starting therapies. Therapies may not take place in a gym. Some therapies may take place in a gym. Again, it varies upon the hospital. You will see intensive cleansing activities to keep surfaces clean and staff and patients clean of this virus. You will see gowning techniques. You will see masking techniques of the therapists, doctors, nursing, and all the staff. You may even see masking and gowning of patients as well. Again, this varies amongst various different hospitals and facilities, and often the guidelines are being set by rehabilitation leaders and infectious disease and epidemiological experts. You may see staff that rotate in and out, staff that work 2 weeks on and then maybe 2 weeks from home or not on the unit. So you might expect to see changeover of staff, which may make the usual therapeutic relationship that you develop with your therapy and medical and rehab team a little bit more challenging, because number one priority is to keep all the patients and the staff safe and healthy so that everyone can continue to maintain their job and their activities and support the number one priority of rehabilitating patients and getting them as functional as possible before transitioning home. Once discharged home, you may find that some home health therapies and nursing may not be taking place. Other areas of the country, you will find these home health services still taking place. You may not find that you'll have follow-up appointments in the hospital, but you may have follow-up appointments with doctors and therapists through a phone, through a computer, through a screen. If there are emergencies or a reason, whether it be, say, a baclofen pump refill, these patients will be coming to a hospital for the appointment in most cases. Specific rehabilitation techniques in a rehab hospital for someone who has had COVID-19 can be very similar to someone who has had a brain injury. Again, from being in an ICU for an extended amount of time, or from receiving numerous anesthetic type medications, which allow a person to have a breathing tube support them in the ICU, someone may have some cognitive and thinking challenges, which applies as well to a brain injury patient, and therapists will work on that. Because of the breathing tube, patients may have swallowing difficulties or speech difficulties, which will be rehabilitated. Patients will be weak and will need therapy to build up their muscles and to learn to walk again and dress again and go to the bathroom and shower and all those activities that one did prior to the sickness. So this is just a small taste of what to expect. Know that in most cases, the hospital and staff are doing their best and caring for the patient despite whatever challenges may come in a lack of communication between patients and their family and or support system. This is because in order to protect patients, especially these patients who are high risk from becoming ill, and to protect the patients and the staff from becoming ill or contracting COVID-19, in most cases, visitors are not allowed into hospitals. Do know that in most cases, the patient's therapy team will try to maintain frequent communication with the patient and their support system, whether it be by phone, email, or video communication, such as apps that have become very popular nowadays, such as Zoom, or FaceTime, or WhatsApp video, or Skype, and the numerous other programs out there. Your patient's therapy and wellness is number one priority, and rehabbing them and getting better despite what may be occurring in the world, is the priority, and it will be done safely and successfully.
That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.